Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，晚安。
Before I share what I believe the Lord has laid in my heart for this weekend.
当我想交通道主在这一个周末放在我心中的负担之前
，I would like to say just a few words.
我愿意先讲几句话。
You know about Eric Wu?
你知道吴淼瑶弟兄。
You know him very well, don't you?
你们都很认识他。
Okay. He has a way of working on people.
他对在人身上做一些功夫，他是很行的。
He work on me.
他在我身上做工。
And that's why we are here this evening.
所以我晚上就在这里。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
God is above all.
神是超乎一切之上。
And so we are here this evening not because Eric, but because the Lord's sovereign arrangement.
所以晚上我能够在这里，不是因着吴淼瑶弟兄，乃是因为神他的权柄的掌管。
And just looking at your radiant faces.
就是看着大家这样满着笑容的脸。
My joy is made full.
我的喜乐也得以满足。
There is no greater joy than to see God's people enjoy God.
看到神的属于神的人在那里享用神，没有比这个喜乐更大的。
So we are so privileged to be with you this weekend, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这周末能够跟大家一同在这里，实在是是我们的喜乐。
So shall we turn to Romans 11, please?
让我们一同打开罗马书第十一章。
And we'll read a few verses.
我们来读几几节的圣经。
We'll first begin reading verse 29.
我们从二十九节开始读。
Romans 11, verse 29.
罗马书十一章二十九节。
For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
And let's go on reading from verse 33.
然后我们来读三十三节。
All the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
深哉神丰富的智慧和知识。他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor?
谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him?
谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
For of him, and through him,And to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
Now, brothers and sisters, the few verses we just read.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚才所读的这几节的圣经。
We could say that this few verses is the whole Bible in its capsule form.
你知道，这可以说是整本圣经，它浓缩在这几节的圣经的里面。
Because Genesis begins with God, who is the beginning.
在创世纪就讲到神，他是创始的。
Without his beginning, there's nothing to begin with.
没有一个创始，就没有一个起头。
And so when God begins,
所以当神起头的时候
He already has his end in view.
他就已经把那个结局已经预备好了。
When he begins, he also possesses the way to get to his end.
当他起头的时候他就把那一个直到终局的那一条路都已经预备好了。
And so the riches and wisdom of God are unsearchable.
所以他神的丰富的知识和知识是何其难测。
And his ways past finding out.
他的踪迹何其难寻。
Now, there's no way that we can know him fully or completely.
我们不能够完全的把神认识完整。
Because God is unsearchable.
因为神是不可寻求的。
Because
no matter
how much we think we know him,
不管我们认为我们认识神有多少，
and we can even boast that you say we know him a lot,
甚至我们能够夸口说我们认识神许多，
that little bit that we know is nothing compared to who God really is.
就着我们所知道的，那比起神的那一个丰富，只是一点点而已。
And that's why it's very exciting to discover something of God.
所以当我们能够发现神的一些事情的时候，实在是很兴奋的事。
Because it gives you a real appetite for more of him.
这样我们就有这个胃口，愿意去得着他更多。
Because God's desire for his people is to enter into all his riches, all his fullness.
因为神愿意他的子民能够进入他那一切的丰盛丰满的里面。
Unless we possess his fullness, God will not be satisfied.And we ourselves will never be satisfied.
除非我们完全的享用他的丰满，神不会满足，我们也不当满足。
And so his ways are beyond or past finding out.
所以他的踪迹是很难寻求寻找的。
And so Paul concludes this chapter with this doxology.
所以保罗在这一章末了的时候就这样有这样的一个宣告。
And this declaration is all that is from him, through him, and unto him, in the end will be glory unto him. And Paul, he said, Amen.
所以保罗这样说，万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，最终也将荣耀归给他，是吧？直到永远。所以保罗就说阿门。
And brothers, it's very important that we need to remind ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们应当提醒我们自己。
Where is our beginning?
我们的起头在哪里？
Is our beginning with God Himself?
我们的起头是不是神的自己？
Only that beginning which begins with God Himself guarantees God's end.
因为唯有从那一个起头是从神开始的，才能够保证的那一个终局。
Now this verse.My version says, for of him.
因为那里是归给他。
本
于他。
Now, in some versions say, that which is from him.
也就是说从他而来的。
Now, of him is harder to comprehend, to grasp. But from him is a little bit easier.
那本于他好像不太容易了解。但是当我们说从神而来的，我们就明白了。
Now, if I ask you, you are here now today. Now, where are you from?
当我说你今天在这里，你从哪来的？
So you tell me your starting point.
你就告诉我你从哪里开始的。
Your origin.
你的起头。
Why you began your journey this morning.
你早上你的旅程的起点在哪里？
And so God is saying to us, our starting point must be with God himself.
所以神告诉我们，我们起头的那应当是神自己那里。
Now this from also has another usage.
这一个从神而来，这一个有另外一个用法。
If it is from God, it must not be from anything else.
也就是从神那里来的，就不应当从任何其他的源头而来。
Because there's a possibility something may get in.
因为有可能有其他的事物就掺进来了。
And somehow mix in with the origin.
就跟那一个源头就混杂了。
So some people say, "Okay, I'm a Chinese."
有人说我是中国人。
I'm from Taiwan.
我从台湾来。
Then some Chinese say I'm from mainland China.
有人说我从中国大陆来。
And some Chinese say I'm born here, ABC.
有人说我是中国人，但我是在美国出生的。
But we are all Chinese, but we all find our different origin.
我们都是中国人，但是我们的起头源头好像有不同。
But all God's people must share. One same common origin.
但是所有神的子民都有同一个来源，同一个起头。
That's why we need all to be born from above.
所以我们都要从上面而生。
So our origin is of God. Our origin is from above.
所以我们的起头是从神而来，我们的源头是从上面而来的。
Now the other verse, the first verse we read.
当我们刚才读的头一节圣经。
Right. The gifts and calling of God are irrevocable.
神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
Now another version, maybe for the younger people, you can understand a little better. It says, God, for God's gifts and His call can never be withdrawn.
或者对年轻人这样说，神的恩赐和神的选召是永远不会收回去的。
When He gives, He gives.
当他给，他就给了。
When he calls, he calls.
当他召选召的时候，他就呼召了。
He does not change.
他不会改变。
Because he knows what he's calling unto for.
因为他知道他呼召的是为着什么。
He calls according to purpose.
他是为着他的目的而呼召的。
And he gives gifts.To guarantee that purpose is ultimately fulfilled.
他也赏赐他的恩赐，是为着叫他的目的能够得以成全。
So God has a purpose.
所以神有一个目的。
He calls according to His purpose.
他是按照他的旨意来呼召我们。
He calls because He has a beginning. He also has an end.
因为他呼召是有一个起头，也有一个结局。
And also He has the faith in Himself.
因为那信心也在他的里面。
He also has the power, the ability to fulfill all that is in his heart.
他也有能力，他也 有这样的一个权柄，叫这一切都得以成就。
So God called you according to His purpose, according to His faithfulness to His own purpose.
所以他呼召你是按照他的旨意，也是为着成就他的这一个旨意。
God's calling and gift does not depend on your condition.
神的呼召不是根据你的情形。
If God's gift and calling are according to our condition,
如果神的呼召是根据我们的光景，
then we're in big trouble.
那我们就很糟糕了。
Okay, so when you're good, I bless you.
如果你好的时候，我祝福你。
When you're naughty, I punish you.
你不好的时候，我就处罚你。
But thank God, He's unchanging.
但是感谢神，他是不改变的。
We do change.
我们会改变。
But He does not change.
但是他不改变。
And because of His unchangeableness,
因着他的不改变。
His faithfulness,
因着他的信实。
No matter what kind of condition often we find ourselves,
不管多少的时候，我们看到我们的光景怎么样。
God has a way to get us there.
但是神可以把我们带到那一个地步的里面。
That's why God is faithful.
所以神是信实的。
We may be faithless, He remains faithful.
虽然我们失信，他仍是可信的。
God does not lie.
神是不说谎的。
He cannot deny himself.
他不能背乎他的自己。
Now there's another verse we find in chapter 2 of Hebrews.
在希伯来书第二章我们也看到。
Now there is the thought.That God, through Christ, the Lord Jesus, He will ultimately bring many sons to glory.
我们知道神借着他的儿子耶稣基督要领许多的儿子进荣耀。
Now that verse, how should I put it? It's hard for us to take it in.
你知道这一节的圣经对我们来讲很难去领受。
Because God's purpose is through His beloved Son to bring many sons like His own Son to glory.
因为神的旨意是要透过他的儿子，要像他儿子一样的被带进荣耀里。
And that's why we find in the scripture.
所以我们在圣经的里面看到
Acts 7.
使徒行传第七章。
When God appeared to Abraham.
所以当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候
the scripture say it's the God of glory who appeared to Abraham.
所以是荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And so all God's dealings with Abraham.
所以神对于亚伯拉罕他这样的来预备他。
All God's dealings with Abraham.
神在亚伯拉罕所身上所做的一切的对付的工作
is all with glory in view.
都是为着那一个荣耀而做的。
Now, if that is true with Abraham, we are the children of Abraham by faith. What holds true with Abraham holds true with all of us.
所以在亚伯拉罕身上是这样的一个实际，所以我们这些因着信为亚伯拉罕后裔的人也是同样的是真实的。
So God of glory appeared to Abraham.
所以荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
Now once you are saved, who comes into your heart?
当你得救的时候，是谁进到你的心里？
How did the Holy Spirit come into your heart?
是圣灵怎样进到你的心里？
It is when God's Son is glorified and then the Holy Spirit comes in.
就是当神的儿子得到荣耀的时候，圣灵就进到你的心里。
And so, brothers and sisters,Holy Spirit always works into our hearts and our lives with His glory in view.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵在我们的里面所动的工都是为着他的荣耀而做的。
And so in Hebrew says, He who sanctifies and there those who are being sanctified are one.
所以他那希伯来书那里就是说那使人圣洁的与那圣洁的原为一。
That's right. Share the same life.
是分享同一个生命。
Share the same heavenly Father.
也是同有一个天父。
And that's why an infallible said that he was not ashamed to call them brethren.
所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。
Lord Jesus, he is not ashamed to call us his brethren.
我们的主耶稣称我们为他的弟兄，他不以为耻。
Now, if you were the Lord Jesus, what would you think of your brothers and sisters?
如果你是主耶稣，你怎么样来看待你的弟兄
？You look at me, you say, "Oh, oh."
如果你看到我，你说，哎呀
，I'll be ashamed.
我实在很羞很为难。
But the Lord Jesus is not ashamed.
但主耶稣不以为羞耻。
Because he has the end in view.
因为他看到那一个结局。
We are not what we yet ought to be.
我们将来如何尚未显明。
But one day we'll be like him.
但是有一天我们要像他。
So what is true of him ultimately will be true with us.
在他身上是如何的真实，有一天在我们的身上也是真实的。
And so he has faith in himself that he can do this work.
所以我们有信心他会成就这一个工作。
And so he said, I'm not ashamed to call them my brethren.
所以他说我称他们为弟兄不以为耻。
Just wait and see.
只是你等着看吧。
Wait and see.
就是等待看。
And you'll see glory.
你就看到荣耀。
And that's how we see the persistency, the persistent love of God.
就看到神那一个持久的那一个爱。
Now, brothers and sisters, when you think about that,
弟兄姊妹，当我们想到这个的时候
，We can rejoice，
我们就喜乐了
；We can be at rest，
我们就安息了
；Because we are in good hands，
因为我们是在神的手中
；If we are in His hand，
我们在他手中
，He will do the work，
他就成就这工
；He will also finish the work，
他也做这工，他也成就这工。
So one brother says the Lord Jesus not only has the blueprint， but He also has the finished product。
所以有位弟兄说，神在不但有一个蓝图，而且他有一个做成的一个产品。
Because God is eternal，
因为神是永远的。
There's no time，
在他没有时间的。
There is no yesterday, today, or tomorrow with Him，
在他里面没有昨日、今日、将来的事情。
But with Him is always today，
在他都是现今的。
So today with Him is the beginning. Today with Him is also the end.
所以今天对他是一个起头，对他也是一个结尾。
And just to encourage our hearts, we can be sure because there's already a man in glory.
要叫我们的心受到激励，已经有一位在荣耀里。
He is our file captain. He is our pioneer.
他是我们的先锋，他是在我们之前的。
He walked that way through glory.
他走过这一条道路进入荣耀。
If you follow him,
你跟随他
，that glory is not just to hope for. That glory is guaranteed.
这个荣耀就不单只是我们的盼望，也是我们的保证。
Because there's man in glory, the Lord Jesus.
因为我们的主耶稣已经在荣耀里。
What is true of the head, so shall be true with the body.
那为头是怎样，身体也是怎样。
Now, brothers and sisters, this evening we'll share a little bit about the life of Abram.
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上我们来交通一下这个亚伯拉罕他一生的事迹。
How God deals with him.
神怎样在亚伯拉罕的身上做工。
God deals with him with glory in view.
神在亚伯拉罕身上所动的工是看着荣耀来做的。
Okay.It's not with us, not like us.
不是像我们一样。
You know, in our case, if we can just get some temporary relief, we are satisfied.
对我们来讲，我们有有暂时的一种解脱，我们就满足了。
Okay, so we are so temporal.
我们是很暂时的。
Okay, if we can just solve some of our immediate problem, is that Praise the Lord. That's good enough.
如果我们能够解决我们眼前的难处，我们就感谢主，很好了。
We are so short-sighted.
我们是很近视的。
Okay, but God works with everything with glory or eternity in view.
但是神做工的时候是看着荣耀，看着永远的。
And God is a God of glory.
神是那荣耀的神。
He cannot do anything less than glory.
他所做的事都没有比荣耀更少的。
If he works anything less in glory, that's not in line with his character.
如果神所做的事不是为着荣耀，这不是神的性情，他的性格。
Now, brother, sister, it's not a small thing to be God's people.
弟兄姊妹，能够成为神的子民，不是一件轻易的事。
Now, before the end of the week, we'll dwell more along this line.
在这个周末结束之前，我们会在这一点上面多一些的交通。
Our brother touched on that this evening, this afternoon.
我们弟兄下午的时候已经提到这些。
You know, God think much of us.
神实在是很看重我们。
If he did not think much of, he would not pay that big a price to get us back to himself.
神如果不是这样看重我们，他不会付出这样的代价，为的是挽回我们。
So brothers, don't underestimate your salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，为着你的救恩，不要轻易的看它。
Because your salvation is simply the beginning of something wonderful, wonderful.
你的救恩只是那一个更美、更荣耀的事情的一个起点。
And Paul in Philippians 1 said, he said, I have this confidence.
所以保罗在腓立比书第那你就讲到我有这样的一个把握。
Now, where did he get his confidence?
他的把握从哪儿来？
By knowing God.
因着认识神。
By knowing what he went through.
知道他所经历的。
And Paul said, I blaspheme the church. I kick against God.
所以为着他的缘故，他在那里祝福教会。
No, he kicked against God. He was a blasphemer against God.
他原来是亵渎神的。
And he said, somehow the Lord get through to me.
但是神在我身上动了工。
If he get through to me, he can get through to anyone.
他如果能够在我身上动了这样的工，他在任何人身上都能够做这样的工。
He said, I was number one God's enemy.
他说我是抵挡神的那一个罪魁。
And if he can get hold of me, the number one enemy, he can get hold of anyone.
他如果能够在我的这个罪魁的身上所做的动了这样的功，他在任何人身上能够成就这个功。
And Paul knew God so well.
保罗是这样的认识神。
He said, even when I was in my mother's womb, he separated me.
他在我在母腹中，我已经被分别出来。
I was marked out.
我是被拣选的。
I was chosen.
我是被选召的。
Oh, what can I do?
我能够做什么？
He only worship.
他只能够敬拜神。
And he said, I'm the number one sinner, yet I obtain grace.
他说我在罪人中我是罪魁，然而我却蒙了恩典。
So Paul's calling.
所以保罗的蒙召。
Paul's choosing of God.
他怎样拣选神
？Was according to that eternal plan in glory, God called Paul.
是按照神那永远的旨意，在荣耀的里面，神呼召拣选了保罗。
Now, brothers and sisters, the reason why I picked Abraham this evening.
弟兄姊妹，晚上我之所以选亚伯拉罕
，because it's a picture story.
因为这是一个一个故事，也带着图画。
We can relate.
我们能够这样能够就就与他相连接。
Okay, so God's dealings with Abraham, with God's glory, always with His glory in view.
神在亚伯拉罕身上对付他的工作，都是为着神的荣耀而做的。
For God's glory.Is also ultimately to bring us to glory.
为着神的荣耀，也是最终是要把我们带进荣耀里。
So would you turn me to Genesis 11?
我们一同打开创世纪十一章。
We'll read from verse 31.
我们从三十一节开始读。
And Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarah, his son Abram's wife, and they went out with them.From Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. They came to Haran and dwell or settle there.
Tala 带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的乌尔。要往迦南地去，他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。
They were on their way to Canaan.
他们是要往迦南地去。
Their destiny is Canaan.
他们目的地是迦南。
But we read here, they came to Haran and they settled or dwell there.
但是我们在这里读到，他们走到哈兰就住在那里。
Now, brothers and sisters, the word Terah,
弟兄姊妹，塔拉
，this word,
这个字
means station, stay put, settle down,
就是那个意思就是停留定居在那里。
That's right. And the reason why he settled down.Is because he lived by his senses.
他之所以住在那里，定居在那里，是按照他的感觉。
It's very natural.
这是很自然的。
Okay. Now, when you want to buy a place of residence, a place for your as your home.
当你要买一间房子作为你的居所的时候
，Now there are conditions that you look for.
那个房子的情形怎么样
？Now with the Chinese, we have a different way of looking at things.
我们作为中国人，我们看事物是有点不一样的。
Because parents, we live for our children.
那做父母的是为儿女而活。
True，
是不是
？Don't we Chinese? We live for our children.
是不是我们作为中国人都是为儿女而活的
？That's why you work so hard.
所以你工作这样辛苦
，not for yourself but for next generation，
不是为着你的自己，为着你的下一代。
Okay, in South Jersey, when Chinese move into the area，
在那个New Jersey 南边的时候，那你如果有中国人搬进来的时候
，now the first condition is which school is the best school in this area。
首要的条件就是这个学区是哪个学区最好
？Okay, the best high school in this county.
在这一个乡镇的里面，那个最好的高中在哪里
？Okay, and they will do research, see what happened to all the graduates from that high school.
所以他们就调查在哪一个高中的学生是最好的。
Okay, so they went to the counselor's office and see what happened to all the graduates.
他们就到顾问的那里去问所有这些毕业生。
And so when they discover a lot of their graduates By the way, most of them were Chinese.
然后他们就发现这些大部分的这些毕业生啊，原来都是中国人。
And next, now, where did they go? Where did they go?
你想他们去哪？然后他们就下一个就看他们去哪里。
Okay, when they look at the record, wow, Harvard.
啊，去哈佛大学。
Princeton.
啊，那个普林斯顿大学。
Yale.
啊，耶鲁大学。
Maybe Stanford.
啊，也可能。
Sorry.
啊，也可能到西部来了，到Stanford 大学。
Maybe UC.
啊，也可能是加大。
You see, so Protestants, those are temptations.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是一些的试探。
And you know, as you drive through the highways in this country,
当你在这里开在公路上的时候
，there are a lot of rest stops.
啊，都有很多休息停的地方。
Now some rest stops are absolutely necessary.
有一些的那些休息站是有必须的。
But if you're not careful, there are a lot of temptations there.
但是如果你不留意的话，在那里就有很多的试探。
All kinds of foods and all kinds of souvenirs, all kinds of things you can purchase.
在那里就有很多的食物，很多的纪念品，各种各样的东西你可以购买。
And now even the third world country is catching up with some of these things.
甚至这些第三世界的国家也开始学了这个样子。
In my last visit to the Philippines,
我上次回菲律宾去的时候
，A brother said, "I'll take you out for a drive."
他说我带你出去走走。
So we were on the highway.
我们开在公路上。
And lo and behold, there's a rest stop at Starbucks coffee shop.
然后在一个休息站那里就有美国这个 Starbucks 的这个咖啡店。
So we thought it's going to be a brief stop.
所以我们以为只是很快的停一下。
But ended up it was a long, long stop.
然后结果我们在那里停了很久很久。
Because when you drink coffee, you cannot drink it hurriedly.
当你喝咖啡的时候，不能喝得太快。
Pastors, this world is full of temptation.
弟兄姊妹，在这世界上有很多的引诱。
There are so many places we say, okay, we will just rest temporarily, unknowingly we stay there for several years.
很多地方我们说我们只是暂时停留一下，结果我们在那里住了很多年。
Now, brothers and sisters, it happened to Abram.
弟兄姊妹，亚伯兰就是这样的遭遇。
They were on their way to Canaan.But they never get to Canaan.
他们是要到迦南去，但是他们没有去到迦南。
They settle in Haran.
他们就在哈兰住在那里。
Because Terah means we'll stay here.
塔拉的意思就是说我们停留在这里。
And if you stay there, you know what Haran means? Means what? A parched, a dry place, a barren place.
结果他们停留在那里，哈兰那一个就是干旱之地。
Somehow the Lord has a way.To get us out.
但是神有一个方法把他们带出来。
So eventually, God get Abram out of our Haran.
所以神后来就把亚伯兰带出了哈兰。
So God is very patient with us.
所以神向着我们是
patient, very
很有耐心的。
That's right. He can afford to be patient because he know in the end he will get us.
他能够有这样的耐心，因为他看到在那个结局的里面，他会得着我们。
Because he can work in such a way, he will get us out eventually.
因为他会做这样的工，最终他在我们的身上，他要得着我们。
So we experience spiritual dryness, spiritual poverty, then we think about God.
所以当我们在一个属灵的干旱之地，在属灵的一个贫穷之地的时候，我们可以就会想到神。
Now I'm not so sure about you, but I heard many testimonies.
我不知道你们怎样，我听到许多的见证。
And even myself.
就是我自己也是这样。
In our following the way of the Lord.
在我们跟随主的路上。
If you think back.
如果你回头看。
We all made many unnecessary stops.
我们都做了许多不需要的停留。
And we are where we are now today.
但是我们今天的地位。
Because God was very patient with us.
因为神是非常的有耐心的等待我们。
Because he know, He has a way to get us out.
因为他知道他有一个方法能够把我们带出来。
Once we're His, we are His forever.
我们属于他就永远属于他。
He will never give us up.
他不会把我们放弃。
That's why the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
所以他的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
He does not change His mind and His call of you.
所以 在他的选召的里面，他不会改变主意的。
You can delay.
他可以延迟。
You can delay his purpose in your life.
你可以延迟神在你身上的旨意。
But you cannot stop His workings in your life.
但是你不能停止他在你身上做工。
Brothers, as I look back into my lives,
弟兄姊妹，当我回头看我一生的年日，
we all make many detours.
我们都做了许多走了一些的弯路。
We all make many stops.
我们都在许多的地方停留。
And many places we stop, we thought we'll just settle down for good.
有一些的停留，我们认为就在那里停留下来吧。
But thank God, with glory in view, He never gives us up.
但是感谢神，因着神看着荣耀的缘故，他把我们带出来。
And Sarah died eventually.
所以塔拉最终死了。
That's right. The one who wanted to stay put, died.
所以他要停在那里，他就死在那里。
So the Lord is waiting for that inclination in us to stop until that is dead. Lord said, "Okay, now let's go on."
所以神就那里等待我们那一个愿意要停留到那一个死那个停留的心思死去了，然后他继续带领我们。
Thank God He has a way with us.
但是感谢神，他在我们身上仍然有路。
But His dealings with us is with glory in view.
但是他在我们身上对付我们工作的工作是为着荣耀。
Step by step, He will get us there.
他是一步一步的把我们带到那里。
Now let's look at the next next phase of Abraham's life.
我们再看看亚伯兰他下一个阶段的经历。
Now I'm sure, brothers and sisters in this group, I'm sure you're all very familiar with the story of Abraham.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你们在这里都很熟悉亚伯拉罕的故事。
Now when he entered into Canaan,
当他进入迦南的时候，
he visited quite a few places.
他去了好几个地方。
Okay, but in verse 8 of chapter 12,
十二章第八节。
Chapter 12, verse 8.
十二章第八节。
We read that he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord.Call on the name of the Lord.
从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
He came to Bethel.
他去到伯特利。
He built an altar.
他在那里筑一座坛。
He called on the name of the Lord.
他求告耶和华的名。
Because the Lord was there.
因为神在那里。
Now Bethel means the house of the Lord.
伯特利就是神的家。
Brothers, in the house of the Lord, there is full provision.
在神的家中有一切丰富的供应。
Abraham had a touch of that.
亚伯拉罕就摸到了这个。
Because he called on the name of the Lord.
因为他求告耶和华的名。
He communed with God.
他与神有交通。
He worshiped with God.
他在那里敬拜神。
He found his nourishment from God.
他在那里得到神的滋润。
Brothers, that is where he should remain.
这就应当他停留的地方。
Brothers, when we are saved, we are saved individually.
弟兄姊妹，我们得救的时候，我们都是一个一个在神面前蒙拯救。
But once we're saved, we are put into God's family.
但是当我们得救之后，就放在神的家中。
Once you have a taste of God's true family,
当你尝到神神的家的那个味道的时候
，there is full provision there.
在那里有完全的供应。
There is no lack of anything.
就不再有任何的缺乏。
Now I'm sure you remember the story of the prodigal son.
我相信你们都记得那一个浪子的故事。
Okay, when he was home, every meal was provided.
当他在家中的时候，他一切的饮用都有了供应。
All his needs were met.
他一切的需要都没有缺乏。
Not only needs met, but he also has the presence of his father to commune with.
不但他一切的需要都有了供应，而且他能够与他的父亲有这样的一个交通。
And brothers and sisters, our problem is that once we think God is not enough, then we go our own way, and that is the beginning of our problem.
弟兄姊妹，当我们以为神不能够满足我们的时候，我们就出去，这就成为我们问题的起头。
Through our needs, God wants to prove to us that He Himself is all we need.
透过我们的需要，神要我们知道，神就是我们所需要的。
But when need is there, we turn somewhere else, then we are looking for trouble.
但是当我们有需要的时候，我们在其他的地方来寻找，这就成为我们的难处。
Now that is also true with Christian religion.
这也就是基督教的这个宗教给我们的难处。
When we think God is not enough,
当我们认为神还不够的时候
，We think the Lord Jesus Christ is not enough.
当我们认为主耶稣不够的时候
，We think God's Word and the Holy Spirit is not enough.
当我们认为神觉得神的话与圣灵不够的时候
，Then we go the way of the world.
我们就走了世界的路。
Brothers,
弟兄姊妹
，And that brings shame to God's people.
这样就带给神子民的羞愧。
Now this word famine,
这个饥荒
，It is when Abraham turned southward. This word appeared the first time.
这是亚伯兰这个饥荒就是当亚伯兰要他这个他的难处开始的时候。
Yeah, once he turned southward away from Bethel, the word famine appeared.
当他离开伯特利，就是这个饥荒就临到了。
Brothers, beware.
弟兄姊妹要留意。
Once we depart from the presence of God,
当我们离开了神的同在的地方的时候
，spiritual poverty is guaranteed.
那个属灵的饥荒、属灵的贫穷就发生了。
And later on will bring shame to us and bring shame to our God.
这样就带给我们自己羞愧，也带给神羞愧。
Now when we depart from God and go our own way.There's always an uneasiness in our spirits.
当我们离开神，走我们自己道路的时候，在我们的里面都好像有一个很容易的
uneasiness.
都有一个很不安的感觉。
That's right. So, in other words, the Holy Spirit is saying, "Turn back, turn around."
圣灵就提醒我们要回转回头。
But Abraham thought in Egypt he can get food.
亚伯拉罕认为到埃及他可以得到食粮。
Right here in Canaan, there's a severe famine.
在迦南地有极大的饥荒。
Now, where was his faith in his God?
这样他向着神的信心在哪里？
When he relied on sight, faith is gone.
当他靠着眼见的时候，信心就没有了。
And so he went southward.
所以他就往南去。
And he, as he approached Egypt,Fear came into his heart.
所以当他向埃及去，然后里面就惶恐。
So he said to his wife Sarah.
他就跟他的妻子撒拉讲。
He said, "You are a very beautiful woman."
他说你是一个很美的妻子，的妇人。
That's right. Tell them, "I'm your brother."
要告诉他们。我是你的哥哥。
If you do that, you do me a favor.
你这样做就是帮助我了。
You will preserve my life.
你存留我的命。
Once we depart from the presence of God,
当我们离开了神的同在
，everything falls apart.
所有的事情
falls apart.
都出了问题.
It falls apart. To save his life,
为了保全他的性命,
he was even willing to sacrifice his own wife.
他甚至愿意牺牲他自己的妻子。
But can you think of anything that can go lower than that?
你想有什么事情比这个还要, 能够落得更低呢?
And one brother puts it this way.
有一位弟兄这样说,
Once we tell a half lie,
当我们讲了半个谎话,
we give enemies ground to do a lot of damage.
我们就给仇敌留了地步 许多的攻击
Because he said, she's my sister.
他说他是我的,
She said, he's my brother.
他说他是我的哥哥
That gave Pharaoh the legitimate right to take her to be his wife.
这样就给了法老一个, 合理的理由, 就, 娶撒拉做, 他的妻子。
And not only that,
不但如此,
we also read that Pharaoh treated Abram very well.
我们也看到法老对, 亚巴, 亚伯兰也非常的好。
He gave him all kinds of gifts.
又给了他许多的礼物。
Now, brothers and sisters, beware when the world is nice to you.
弟兄姊妹, 当世界对你好的时候, 你要留意。
Because when the world is nice to you, the world is after your very life.
当世界对你好的时候, 它是要你的命。
The world can never enrich your life. The world will take away your life.
那个世界它不能够叫你的生命丰富, 它乃是要取去你的生命。
So in Matthew 16, at the end, he said, if you gain the whole world, and you lose what? Your soul, what is there?
所以马太福音那里讲, 你若赚得全世界, 却丧了自己的, 的性命, 有什么益处呢?
And so Abraham, For Abraham, this was a hard lesson that he learned.
所以对亚伯拉罕，这是一个很重大的一个功课，叫他学的。
And you know how the Lord got him out of Egypt?
你看，神怎样把他领出埃及呢？
God has a way.
神有他的方法。
If we are in the world and the world becomes so comfortable,
当我们活在世界的里面，世界是这样舒适。
God has a way to get us out.
神有办法把我们领出来。
Now in this Bay Area may require a severe tremendous earthquake to get us out.
在这个湾区就需要很大的这个地震把我们领出来。
Okay, East Coast we had 911.
在东岸就有这个 911事件的发生。
But some people still not quite out of the world.
但很多人还没有离开这个世界。
But we read here God sent a great severe plague.
所以在这里就记载了，这个神就降了大灾在埃及。
God has to do sometimes extreme measures.
所以神有的时候要做行这样的大事。
So he sent this severe plague into the house of Pharaoh, and finally Pharaoh kicked Abraham and Sarah out.
所以神就做了这样的事，降了大灾，给法老和他的全家，这样法老就把亚伯拉罕，他一家赶走了。Literally
forced them out.
这就把他们逼走了。Because
if you remain here, you give nothing but trouble.
因为你留在这里带给我的都是麻烦。But
we are a trouble to this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们对这个世界是麻烦的事。
They hate the Lord Jesus, they'll hate us.
他们恨恶耶稣，他们也恨恶我们。So
brothers, don't be surprised, the world hates you.
弟兄姊妹，当世界恨你的时候，不要惊奇。That
is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。If
the world loved you, our testimony is gone.
当世界爱你的时候，我们就失去了我们的见证。And
so the Lord has a way to literally force Abram out of Egypt.
所以神有一个方法，就把亚伯拉罕逼出了埃及。Not
to punish him.
不是要惩罚他。
But to deliver him.
要拯救他。To
restore him.
来恢复他。
So later, Abram came out of Egypt, which direction he was heading? He was heading back to Bethel.
所以当亚伯拉罕离开埃及的时候，他往哪里去？他就回到伯特利。
Where he had fallen, there he must be recovered.
他在哪里跌倒，他就在哪里被恢复。
And so he went back to where he first set up his tent.
他就回到他起初啊支搭帐篷的地方。
And where he built his altar.
在那，他在那，就是他筑了坛的地方。
And there he again called the name of the Lord.
他就在那里又再一次求告耶和华的名。
Now this incident speaks of God's love.In restoring us back to Himself.
这一个事件就讲到神的爱又是怎样把我们恢复到他的跟前。
Because His calling is irrevocable.
因为他的呼召是没有后悔的。
We delay, He has a way who can get us out.
我们延迟了，但是神有方法把我们领出来。
We fall into the world.
我们掉到世界的里面去。
He has a way to get us out.
他有方法把我们救出来
and to restore us back to himself.
然后把我们恢复到他自己的跟前。
Now, the other thing I want to emphasize, every time we restore back to God,
当我我再强调一点，当我们每次被恢复回到神跟前，
we come to a deeper knowledge of who he is.
我们就有更深的认识神到底是谁。
We come to a deep appreciation of all His dealings with us.
我们也对于神在我们身上的对付的工作有一个更深的认识。
So one brother said, God deal with us on this level in order to get us to a higher level.
所以一位弟兄说，神在这样一个层次的里面做工，为的是把我们带到一个更高的境界。
Because in the end is glory.
因为最终的目的是荣耀。
God will never remain dealing with us on this level.
神不会停留在一个在那在一个层次阶段层次的里面来对付我们。
He always deal with us with the end glory in view.
他来对付工在我们身上的工作是要把我们领进荣耀里。
So Haran, he endures, he waits.
所以他在那里他就忍耐等候我们。
And Haran,
他在哈兰忍耐等候我们。
That's right. Later on, he get them out.
然后之后他把他们领出来。
We have fallen into the world, sinned against him.
我们掉在世界的里面犯罪顶撞他。
He also has a way to recover us back to himself.
然后他仍然有方法恢复我们回到他面前。
Because what is from him,must be unto him in the end.
因为那出于他的，他必把我们领到归于他。
God cannot fail.
神不会失败。
He cannot deny himself.
他不能背乎他的自己。
And then this next is the servants of Lot and servants of Abram. They have quarreled.
然后罗德的牧人跟亚伯兰的牧人有争执。
Okay, they came out of Egypt.
他们离开了埃及。
And they both possess a great deal of possessions.
他们都拥有许多的财富。
Yeah, Lot had plenty of him, belonged to him.
罗德有许拥有许多。
And Abraham also possessed a lot of possessions.
亚伯兰也有许多的产业。
And the scripture said the land was not able to support both of them.
圣经就记载这地不够他们一起亚伯兰跟罗德。
The land is not able to support both of them, both all their possessions, all their cattle.
所以那地不能够叫他们所有的这些产业他们在停留在一起。
And so there was a quarrel.
所以他们就有争论。
Now, brothers and sisters, Canaan was promised to Abraham.
迦南地是应许给亚伯拉罕的。
Okay, and so Abraham obeyed God and he came to Canaan.
所以亚伯兰他就顺服神来到迦南地。
But Lot came with Abraham.
罗德是跟着亚伯兰来的。
Okay, God appeared to Abraham, but God did not appear to Lot.
神向亚伯兰显现，但没有向罗德显现。
So Lot just simply following his uncle.
所以罗德只是跟着他的叔叔。
And so he saw that how his uncle was blessed.
他看到他的叔叔是蒙了祝福。
And he said, well, the way to be blessed is to follow the person who is blessed by God.
所以要得到祝福就跟着神所祝福的人。
Now, isn't that true in a lot of church gatherings?
你知道在许多聚会的里面的光景也是这样。
Oh, we go there, we want to be blessed.
我们去那里要蒙祝福。
Okay, and then some of the parents, even unsaved parents, he said, we'll send our kids to your Sunday school, it's good for them. But they themselves will not come.
所以有一些父母甚至不信主的父母他就把儿女送到你们的聚会的里面来但他们不来。
But there's no real relationship with the Lord himself.
但是与主没有一个直接的关系。
Now, to my thinking, this is a big issue with Abraham.
我认为这就是亚伯兰的一个很大的问题。
The land was promised to me.
这个地是应许给我的。
And now I have Lot with me.
然后我有罗德跟着我。
Now I have the right, because I'm older, I'm his uncle, I have the right to choose what I want.
因为我是年长，我也是他的叔叔，我应当有权利拣选我所要的。
But I believe,
但是我相信,
God in some mysterious ways was revealing something to Abraham's heart.
但是神透过某一种的方式向着亚伯兰的心里面有这样的启示。
Because what Abraham said to Lot was not easy.
因为亚伯兰向罗德所讲的话并不是很容易的。
He said, simply put it, he said to Lot, he said, Lot, take what you want.
他就很简单地跟罗德说，你选你所要的。
Take what you want.
你就选你所要的。
You take the left, I go to the right. You take the right, I go to the left.
你向左，我就向右；你向右，我就向左。
Now, if Lot said, I want the whole thing for myself.
如果罗德说，我全部都要。
Abraham was prepared to say, so be it.
我想亚伯兰也说，那就这样吧。
God was testing his faith.
神在试验他的信心。
Now, I believe it's at this very moment.
我相信就在这个时候。
We find in Hebrews those beautiful words.
所以我想我们就看到在希伯来书很美好的记载。
11. Abram waited for that city.
亚伯拉罕等候那一座城。
Its foundation, a builder, a maker is God himself.
是神所经营所建造的。
I think at that moment, God came with that assurance.
我想就在那个时候,神给他有这样的一个把握。
Because God said, let it go, because I have something better for you.
神向他说,由他去吧,让他去吧,我有更美好的为你存留。
Because if we take possession of what's earthly, we lose our heavenly inheritance.
当我们得着那地上的产业的时候，我们就失去了那天上的产业。That
was true in this case.
弟兄姊妹，在这一个事情上是真是这样的。Because
Lot chose what he thought was the best.
因为罗德选他认为是最好的。But
what happened to the end?
但是最后呢
？Lot lost everything.
罗德失去了他所有的一切。
Brother, forgive me, I have a little dizzy right now.
弟兄姊妹, 我现在有点头昏。 去他一切地, 这些产业。
Then he saw his true inheritance.
然后他就看到他, 那神所给他的那真实的产业。
And Lot chose what his eye can see.
罗德选中了他眼中可见的。
And in the end, he lost everything.
最终他失去他的一切。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
When we are tempted by the world,
当我们被世界引诱的时候,
he shows us there's something better.
他就告诉我们有那更美好的。
And thank God for that.
我们感谢神。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
may the Lord help all of us.
愿意神帮助我们每一位,
that we turn our eyes heavenward.
让我们的眼目向着天。
Actually, we are already heavenly people.
因为我们已经是属天的子民。
We shall mind the things above. We shall not mind the things below.
我们应当顾念天上的事，而不是顾念地上的事。
As we approach the end time,
当我们来到这个末了的日子的时候
，how we need to remind each other.
我们是何等需要彼此的提醒。
That we need to occupy things that are eternal.
我们要为这那永远的事情来劳力。
Now the next phase of Abraham's God's dealings with Abraham.
我们再看下一步，神怎样在亚伯拉罕的身上做工。
It was after he rescued Lot from the kings.
当亚伯兰从这些王的手中救回罗德的时候
，and he had a victorious experience over.The kings.
他有一个得胜的经历。
Because he has so few with him.
他只有少数的一些的壮丁。
He only has over 300 trained soldiers with him.
他只有三百多位这些兵丁壮丁。
But he fought against a huge number of troops.
但是他是对付那一个很大的军队。
But they were routed by Abraham and his followers.
就因着亚伯兰和他所带领的，就把他们赶走了。
Now, brothers and sisters, temptation comes not oftentimes when you're weak and when you're down.
弟兄姊妹，那个引诱，那个试探，很多时候不是在我们软弱的时候。
Because when you're down, you're low, you cry to the Lord.
因为当你低沉，当你软弱的时候，你就呼求神。
But when you're doing okay, you're successful. That's when temptation comes.
但是当你成功，当你好的时候，这就是那一个试探引诱来的时候。
Now, this temptation was indeed a very big temptation.
试探实在是一个很大的试探。
But the Lord has a way to prepare to face this insurmountable temptation.
但是神有一个方法，叫这一个很不容易、很难拒绝的这个引诱能够在亚伯兰身上来做工。
Because he knows how weak we are.
因为他知道我们是怎样。
Now he delivers temptation not so much for our sake, but for his sake.
他拯救我们在试探的里面拯救我们，不是为着我们自己，乃是为着他。
Because we are his representatives.
因为我们是他的代表。
When we down, we bring shame to him.
当我们跌倒的时候，我们叫神羞愧。
But the Lord has a way to reinforce our faith in him.
但是主有一个有他的方法，叫我们在他里面的信心得以坚固。
Now, if you read this account,
当我们读这个记载的时候
，I think we should read it.
我们来读一下。
Would you tell me to Genesis 14?
我们来看创世纪十四章。
I will read from verse 17.
我们从十七节来看。
Genesis 14, verse 17.
创世纪十四章十七节。
And the king of Solomon, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the valley of Shaveh. That is the king's valley, after he returned from the defeat of Kedor Laomer and the kings who were with him.
亚伯兰杀败基大老马和与他同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在沙威谷迎接他，沙威谷就是王谷。
Now you take note, the king of Sodom was on his way to meet Abram.
我们留意索多玛王出来来迎接亚伯兰。
Now in English Bible in verse 18 says, Then before Sodom king met Abram, then in between Melchizedek,King of Salem brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High.
在十八节开始的时候，英文的那里所用的字给我们一个领会，就是在 索多玛王出来遇见亚伯兰之前，又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。
Now the Lord knew ahead，
主是预先知道的。
That Abraham will encounter this terrible, terrible temptation，
他知道亚伯兰要遇到这样一个极大极大的这个引诱。
This temptation is almost irresistible，
这个引诱差不多是很不能够拒绝的。
Because the spoils must go to the victor，
因为所掳的物应当给这一个得胜者。
That is the law of the battle，
这是一个征战的律。
The victor possess all the spoil，
得胜的他就得着所有的掳物。
And the Lord knowsWhat temptation lies ahead? Therefore, the Lord sent Melchizedek to refresh Abraham spiritually.
因为主知道在前面的那一个引诱，所以神就派遣了麦基洗德来提醒亚伯兰。
But this is a very important principle to take note of.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常重要的原则，我们应当留意的。
So he brought bread and wine to refresh Abraham.
所以他带着饼和酒来迎接。亚伯兰。
Bread speaks of life，
那个饼代表生命。
Wine speaks of the joy of the Lord，
这个酒就讲到在主里面的喜乐。
The inward satisfaction of the Lord，
这一个里面那一个因着主而有的喜乐。
And Melchizedek said those wonderful words to Abraham，
所以麦基洗德就讲出了下面这些话。
He said you'll bless Abraham，
他说亚伯兰你是蒙祝福的。
You are blessed Abraham because it blessed be Abraham God Most High，
他亚伯兰蒙祝福乃是愿天地的主至高的神赐福给你。
Possessor of heaven and earth，
那一个至高的神。
And blessed be God Most High who has delivered your enemies into your hand，
至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的。
Your victory is not yourself; it is from the Lord.
你的得胜不是因着你自己，乃是从神而来的。
Don't take pride.
不要因此而引以为傲。
Abraham, you're already blessed.
亚伯兰，你是蒙祝福的。
Who blesses you?
是谁祝福你
？It is God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth.
乃是天地的主，至高的神。
Now, brothers and sisters, can anything top this blessing?
弟兄姊妹，有什么祝福比这个更高
？Because God, the Almighty One, the possessor of heaven and earth, He has committed Himself totally to Abraham.
因为那至高的神，天地的主，乃要赐福给亚伯拉罕。
So Abraham had that assurance of that true blessing from God Himself.
所以亚伯兰在当时他知道那一个真实的祝福乃是从神而来的。
When he had that assurance，
因为他有这一个把握。
He said he raised his hand to God， he said，
所以他就伸出手来这样说。
He said I'll take nothing， a threat or even a sandal threat from the king of Sodom。
所以他就向着索多玛的王说，就是一根线一根鞋带我都不拿。
I'll take nothing from you，
我从你什么都不得。
Because I'm already blessed，
因为我已经是蒙祝福的。
Brothers and sisters， if you're truly blessed， what more do you want？
弟兄姊妹，如果你是蒙祝福的，你还要什么呢？
If you seek blessing outside God himself，We only get ourselves into real trouble.
如果你在神之外要求任何的祝福，这是我们自己来找麻烦。
And so Abraham said, "I'll take nothing from you."
所以亚伯兰就说，你的东西我什么都不拿。
You cannot enrich me.
他你不能使我富足。
Because I'm already blessed.
因为我已经是蒙福的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，After this happened.
在这件事情发生之后
，And we have those few verses, verse 1 in chapter 15.
这样我们就有十五章第一节那里所记载的。
Okay, let's read that one verse.
我们就读这一节。
15, chapter 15, verse 1.
十五章第一节。
After what had happened,
就是这件事情发生之后,
after Sodom offered all the spoils to Abraham,
就是索多玛王要给亚伯兰这些掳物的时候,
Abraham refused,
亚伯兰拒绝了。
You know, just like the Lord Jesus in the New Testament,
就像我们的主耶稣在新约的里面,
our brother touched this afternoon,
我们的弟兄下午的时候提到,
when he was tempted,
当受试探的时候。
Now our brother touched on the first temptation,
我们的弟兄讲到那头一个试探。
I'll touch on the third temptation,
我就讲到第三个试探。
Because Satan said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world,
我把这世界的荣华都给你。
If you only bow and worship me,
你就拜我。
And the Lord Jesus will have nothing,
但是主就说我一无所有。
He said, get thee behind me, Satan,
他说你撒旦退到我后面去。
Because God, Christ is the truth,
因为基督就是真理。
Because he knows anything come from Satan is a big lie,
因为他知道从撒旦而来的都是谎言。
Only Christ is true, only God is true,
唯有神唯有基督是真实的。
Only what is from God is true,
唯有从神而来的才是真的。
Anything from Satan is a big lie,
从撒旦而来的都是谎言。
That's why 911 is a big shock to this country,
所以911事件对这个国家来讲是一个很大的惊奇。
Because we are living in lies and we don't know it,
因为我们活在谎言之中却自己不知道。
So our economic system was shattered,
所以我们的经济系统就破碎了。
And our military might was greatly shaken,
我们的军事的能力也受了威胁。
And we don't know whether there will be a recovery, that we have no way of knowing,
我们不知道会不会有恢复的时候。
But regardless whatever will happen,
不管什么发生什么事,
this world and all that is of this world is but a big lie,
这世界和世界上一切的事都是谎言。
And the Lord said, I'll have nothing of it,
他说我什么都不需要。
Christ will only take that which is offered by his Father,
基督唯有从父而来的他才得。
And brothers, so shall we,
所以弟兄姊妹我们也当如此。
Because only that which is from above is real,
因为唯有从上面而来的才是真实的。
So verse 1 of chapter 15,
所以第十五章第一节。
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision.
所以这事以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说。
Do not be afraid.
亚伯兰，你不要惊怕，惧怕。
Abraham, I'm your shield and your exceedingly great reward.
我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
Now that is a tremendous assurance,
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大极大的一个保证。
Before the Lord appeared to Abraham,
在这之前耶和华向亚伯兰显现。
But here we say that the Lord came to Abraham in a vision,
在这里说耶和华在异象中向亚伯兰显现。
The Lord is revealed more of himself now to Abraham,
神就向亚伯兰将他自己更多的启示给他。
He said, I am,
他我是
your shield and your exceedingly great reward,
他我是你的盾牌，你大大的赏赐。
Let's put in a very simple way,
这就我们讲的简单一点。
I'll be your shield,
我是你的盾牌。
I am now your exceedingly great reward,
我现在是你大大的赏赐。
NowYou'll discover that is indeed true.
你现在就可以发现在我里面的那个真实。
Now you'll discover I am your shield, I am your exceedingly great reward.
你就发现我是你的盾牌，我是你大大的赏赐。
The world may offer you a lot of things,
世界可以给你许多的东西。
But now you shall have me,
但你应当有我。
If you have me,
你有了我,
the world will have no more attraction.
世界就对你不再有任何的吸引。
Thank God for his dealings with us.
感谢主他在我们身上对付我们的
功夫。All these dealings are with his glory in view.
他在我们身上所做的一切的功是为着那一个荣耀。
The end of all his dealings with us.
他在我们身上对付我们一切的工作的结局
is for us to discover the person.
是叫我们来发现那一位
the Lord himself.
就是主自己。
Not so much the gifts he gives, but the person.
不是他所赏赐的那一切的恩赐，乃是他自己。
The gifts and calling of God are irrevocable.
神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
What is of him, what is through him, will be unto him, and the end will be glory.
那一切本于他归于他出于他的都直到永远。
Now in a New Testament way of putting it,
在新约用着新约的话来说
possess Christ,
就要得这基督。
Because he is God's all for us,
因为这是神在他里面所赐给我们的一切。
We heard this today already, all the fullness of the Godhead dwell bodily in Christ.
因为神一切的丰盛有形有体的居住在基督里。
And we are to discover we are made full, complete in him.
我们也在他里面得以完全。
He that had the Son had the life.
我们那有子的就有生命。
He that had the Son had all that is of God.
那有子就有那一切生命的一切。
Okay, I will give you a true story to conclude our time.
我愿意讲一个真实的故事来结束我们这一段时间。
But Frankie has a new book just came out this year.
Frankie 弟兄最近出了一本新的书。
It's entitled God's Larger Window.
那神更大的那一个一个橱窗。
Okay, anybody has seen that book?
有谁看过那本书？
Okay, I have a suggestion.
我有一个提议。
Get plenty and make sure everybody possess one.
愿意我们去购买许多，让每人都可以有一本。
All the stories in that book are true stories.
在那书里面所记载的每一个事情都是真实的故事。
And very inspiring.
都是叫我们很得激励。
Brother Frankie told me he spent 40 years to verify each of those stories.
Frankie 弟兄他说他用了40年的时间来证实每一个的故事。
In his preface
在他的书的序言的里面。
And he shared why he entitled the book God's Larger Window.
他为什么取了这个书名？
Because when he moved into the country
当他就是搬到这个
countryside farm
搬到乡下去的时候
，they bought a small farmhouse.
他们买了一个小农场的房子。
And this farmhouse was possessed by a couple farmers, old couple.
这间房子原来是一对老农夫夫妇所拥有的。
They live all their life.On that little farm.
他们一生就住在那一个农场的房子里。
A farm with a little house.
这一个农场有一个小房子。
With a little window.
有一个小窗户。
And so the Frankies move into the house. He said, the first thing we're going to do, we should enlarge our window.
所以Frankie 弟兄就说当他搬去的时候，头一件事情就把那个窗户要扩大一点。
So they enlarged a very huge window.
他们就开了一个很大的窗户。
And so when that window was installed, Brother Frankie and Sister Frankie sitting down in the living room.
所以当那个窗户做好了之后，Frankie 弟兄跟他的妻子就坐在他客厅里。
And they looked out through the window.
他们就从窗户这样看出去。
They couldn't believe the view they saw.
他们为着他们所看到的景象，他们是觉得不可置信。
They saw the hillside. They saw the streams. They saw all the animals galloping, jumping in. It's a beautiful sight.
他们看到山坡，看到流水，看到这些在动物在那里行走奔跑。
He said, "I feel sorry for the old couple."
他说，我为着那过去的那一对老夫妇觉得可惜。
They stay there 50 years, never enjoy what's out there.
他们在这里住了五十年，从来没有享受过这样的一个景色。
It is there.It's right there, but they never enjoy it.
都在那里，但他们从来没有享用过。
Now, brothers, there are a lot of things that are ours in Christ Jesus. Too bad we don't enjoy it.
弟兄姊妹，在许许多多在基督里面的事物，我们都没有享用过。
Okay, I'll try to tell this story now.
我就讲这个故事。
Okay, an old gentleman in England.
在英国有一位有一位绅士。
That's an old gentleman.He was art lover.
他是很喜爱这些艺术品。
And he collects rare art.
他收集那些很稀有的这些艺术品。
Because he was quite wealthy, therefore he can afford some very expensive ones.
因为他是很富有，所以他能够购买一些很稀有的艺术品。
And so throughout the years, his only son.
经过这些的年日之后，他有一位独生子。
This son also took the same liking as his father.
他的独生子也跟他父亲有同样的爱好。
And so this art loving become a family affair.
所以喜爱这些艺术品成为他们家里面的一个传统。
So the father and son are totally one.
所以父亲与儿子是在这一世上很同心。
And appreciating all the beautiful arts they can collect.
都欣赏着他们所收集的这些艺术品。
And World War II broke out.
然后二次世界大战发生了。
And many of the young British people, they went to battle and they were killed.
所以许多年轻的英国人都去前线征战，也丧失了生命。
And this young man, he was a little bit feel guilty. He was feeling a bit guilty.
他的这个年轻的儿子里面觉得很愧疚。
He said, "Other people, other young men sacrificed their lives, and I'm here enjoy all these beautiful arts."
他说其他的年轻人他们丧失他们的生命，我却在这里来欣赏这些的艺术品。
So he volunteered.
所以他就自愿。
And they sent him to Europe.
他们就被派到欧洲。
And he was trained and equipped as a medic.
他就受训做军医。
And you know, during the battle.
在战争的时候。
He witnessed several of his fellow soldiers were wounded.
他亲眼看到他的同伴受伤。
So he risked their life to rescue some of these wounded soldiers.
所以他冒着生命的危险来救他这些受伤的士兵。
But in the midst of rescuing particular one person, he was killed.
就在他就说他在救某一个他的同伴的时候，他就被杀了。
That's right. When he was rescued, this one particular soldier, he was killed.
所以他在救这一位的时候，他就被杀了。
And this person who was rescued,
这个他要救的人
never forget that incident.
就没有办法忘记这一个事件。
So for years, years, he said, "How can I repay the sacrifice of this young life?"
他说我怎么样能够偿还这一个为我丧失性命的这一个年轻的人。
So many many years later,
所以许多年之后，
apparently he discovered that his father was an art lover.
所以他
soldier who rescued him, the father was an art lover.
然后他发现这一位要救他的这个军人的父亲是喜爱那个艺术品的。
So he did what he can.
他就按照他能力所能做的。
From his memory,
按照他的记忆里面。
He painted a portrait of his son.
他就把他儿子的那个形象画了出来。
So when that project was finished, he took that picture and went to the old man's house and locked the door.
所以当这个画像画好了，他就带着这个画像去敲这位老先生的门。
And when the door was opened, the father was there.
当这个门打开了，父亲那位父亲在那里。
And of course, this young soldier explained the reason why he presented this picture to the father.
所以当然这一个军人他就告诉这位老父亲他为什么在来到这里。
And the father was very moved.
这个父亲很受感动。
And for the first time, his heart was comforted.
所以他就是他的心就是头一次这样受到安慰。
And so at the end of his life,
在他一生末了的时候
he made a will.
他就立下这样的遗嘱。
Nobody knows, but the executor of the will knows.
没有人知道他遗嘱的内容，只有这个遗嘱的执行者知道他所留下的遗嘱。
And so the day came.
所以那天日子到了。
They're going to auction all his paintings.
他要把他所有的艺术品都义卖掉。
And all the leading museum directors from all over the world were there.
所有那个许多世界上的这些博物馆的这些人都来到。
With their fat checkbook.
带着他们的这些支票簿。
Because those are rare collector's items.
因为这些都是稀有的艺术收集品。
The auctioneer, he knew what was in the will.
那个拍卖的人知道在他遗嘱的里面怎么说的。
And so the first piece to be auctioned off was the portrait of this young soldier.
所以这一个头一个艺术品要拍卖的就是这一位年轻的军人。
And so when that picture was posted there to be auctioned off, all those who came, they were greatly disappointed.
当这一幅画要拍卖的时候，所有要来买的人都很失望。
Because they have no idea whose work is this.
他们不知道这是谁的作品。
Unheard of.
从来没有听过。
So they were greatly discouraged.
所以他们非常的失望。
So they waited patiently. They waited patiently.
他们就很有耐心的那里等。
Hoping someone will bid that picture and so they can get on with the business.
所以希望有人就把那一幅买了，然后我们可以继续的拍卖其他的艺术品。
So there was a long silence.
所以就有很长的一个安静。
Nobody knows what to do.
没有人知道该怎么办。
But there was a family butler.
但是有一个管家的。
Who saw this child grew up.
他看到这个孩子长大。
Very close to the family.
他是很接近这个家庭的。
He had a real intimate relationship with the son.
他跟这个儿子很有亲密的关系。
And he said, if I could just keep that picture for myself, that would be my life's greatest reward.
他说，如果我能够保留这一幅画，对我一生来讲，这是一个很大的一个赏赐。
So he looked into his pocket.
他就在他口袋的里面看一看。
He had less than 10 pounds.
他只有他只有不到十英镑的钱。
And so when there was this long silence,
所以当在一个很长的一个安静的时间的时候
，And this butler built up his courage.
这个管家他就拿起勇气。
He said, since nobody is bidding this picture, he said, I'll bid.
他说既然没有人要购买我来试试。
And the auctioneer said, now, what is the, how much you going to bid?
这个拍卖的人就说你要出多少价钱。
So he was willing to give all that he had, less than 10 pounds.
他就把他所有的都出了就不到十英镑。
Okay, and so after he offered the price.
当他出了这个价钱之后。
Now, what do they do, What do they do?
那个拍卖场他们是怎么样
whatever you call it. But nobody responded. Is any bidding? You know what I mean? Any more bidding?
你知道在拍卖场他们就说还有没有人要出更高价钱？还有没有更高的价钱
？Okay. Now here goes one. Here goes two, three. So.
就一次、二次、三次卖了。
And so that butler took that picture.
所以。
And go his way.
所以那个管家就拿着他这幅画就走了。
And all the other sitting, he said, "Now we are going to get right down to our business now."
其他的这些人就说好，现在我们就可以办正经事了。
The auctioneer said, "The auction is over."
那个拍卖的就说拍卖到此为止。
Because in the will of this old gentleman, whoever bought that picture possessed all the rest.
因为在他遗嘱的那位遗嘱的里面说，谁买了这幅画，他就拥有所有的艺术品。
Now, but it is a story for us too.
弟兄姊妹，这是对我们来讲是也是一个真实的故事。
If we have Christ,
如果我们有了基督，
we have everything.
我们就拥有了一切。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
He paid the price, we don't pay.
他已经付了那个代价，我们不需要付了。
We can have it all.
我们就可以拥有一切。
And thank God.
那感谢神。
Praise God.
赞美神。
And now the Lord said to Abraham, "You discover, I am your reward."
然后神就向亚伯兰说，我是你的赏赐。
If he is our exceedingly great reward, nothing else will satisfy us.
如果他是我们极大的赏赐，没有什么其他的可以满足我们。
May we discover he is our true treasure.
愿意我们发现他是我们那真正的宝贝。
It is true.
这是真的。
The sooner we discover, the better for us.
我们越早发现这个事实，对我们就更有益处。
So may the Lord help us.
愿意神帮助我们。
All his dealings with you and me, same as with Abraham.
他在你跟我身上所做的工作，都像是在亚伯拉罕身上所做的工一样。
It is to bring us to discover he is our all.
他教我们发现他是我们一切的一切。
Thank God.
感谢神。
So let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we cannot thank you enough.
父神，我们实在不能够赞美的尽。
Because when you gave, you give your all.
因为当你给的时候，你就将你的所有都赏赐下来。
Open our eyes.
开启我们的眼睛。
To see our true inheritance.
叫我们看见我们真实的产业。
Do not allow us to be deceived by the world.
不要叫我们不受这个世界欺骗。
Lord, take us on with you.
愿意主你得着我们
，Help us to discover，
帮助我们来发现
，That you indeed is all that we long for，
唯有你就是我们所渴慕的
，Because you have already given all to us，
因为你已经将那一切都赏赐给我们
，Your gift, your calling are irrevocable，
你的赏赐，你的恩召是没有后悔的
，What is from you, what is through you, will ultimately be unto you，
那。出于你归于你的都最终都是由于你的
and in the end to you be all the glory
最终你要得着荣耀
we give praise give thanks in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus
我们感谢祷告奉主耶稣大能的名
Amen,
Amen.